and welcome. This is Manage Your Money God's Way, presented by Compass Catholic Ministries, teaching what the Bible shows us are the best ways to handle money so you can be totally debt-free. And the nice thing about it, you'll enjoy being debt-free for a lifetime. We invite you to preview our Bible study. It's called Navigating Your Finances God's Way. Simply go to compasscatholic.org, click on Books and Studies, and take a look. Navigating Your Finances God's Way. Leading our discussion today are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries, John and Evelyn Bean. I'm sure a majority of us have been receiving Christmas gifts. Yes, it's February, but we're receiving Christmas gifts from credit card companies. Yes, the debt we ran up by purchasing all those Christmas gifts have arrived. So John, we all heard of Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, but you have a term for this time of the year.
It's called the Black Quarter.
Okay, and what's the Black Quarter?
Well, for many people, I'm convinced that this might be the worst time of the financial year for them.
And why is that?
And the reason is the Christmas bills have arrived. You know, most people didn't budget for Christmas spending, but they spent a lot of money anyway. And now they've got to figure out how they're going to pay for all those presents and Christmas parties.
And travel and shipping costs and food and drink and all the extra stuff, right?
Exactly. You know, Evelyn, the statistics show that the average family will be paying for Christmas all the way until October of 2018.
That's Christmas 2017 they're paying for 10 months.
Exactly.
Not
exactly.
Good.
I mean, that's forever.
So what are people supposed to do to pay off their Christmas bills and get out of that Christmas spending hole?
Well, I think the first thing that they need to do, and this is really serious stuff, is they need to go into crisis mode.
So what do you mean by crisis mode?
You've got to take all the available cash that you can muster up and funnel it into the credit cards to pay off the Christmas debt. Instead of creating a plan to save for Christmas right now, you've totally ignored the fact that Christmas was coming. You didn't create any special savings. You may or may not have checked your list twice and cut back on some of your spending, but you spent money that you didn't have.
So this is more of a catch-up time where you can't prepare for the future. You've got to pay for the sins of the past before you can start getting ready for the next year, right?
Now it's time to pay the piper. You got to scrimp and cut back on everything. You know, the best thing that you could do is to put your credit cards in a drawer and not use them again until your Christmas debt is paid in full.
I don't know. If they're in a drawer, they're still pretty accessible. I would say people need to do what we did with ours, which is put them in a plastic bag, seal it up, put the plastic bag in a bowl, fill it with water, and stick the whole thing in the freezer.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that takes a long time to defrost.
It does. This is crisis mode, people. You got to understand, you've got to get these debts paid off so that you can have as much time as possible to create your plan for Christmas coming. Because guess what? I guarantee you that on December 25th, it's going to be Christmas again.
So on December 23rd...
it's not the time to start.
You can't start saving, right? So really, they need to look at each and every spending category and figure out ways to cut back, and then maybe even cut back on some of the more large purchases that they were planning to buy this year. Right?
I think that if they're saving for something special, you need to put that on hold. There's no vacation savings, no Valentine's spending, no white sales purchases, no eating out. The only answer that you have at this time to any question
about spending
is no.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's everything must go to pay off all the Christmas debt, right?
Yes, absolutely. Get it paid off, because this is the year that you are going to change your financial future.
Sounds good.
You've got to add up everything that you spent for Christmas and everything that you've got on your credit cards. And you've got to know how much you spent card by card by card for every card. You know, the average person has 3.56 credit cards.
That 3.56 one is hard to use.
Well,
isn't it?
You know, I got to consider that there's probably four in your wallet. And then your wife has four more, you know.
Yeah. Or your husband, yeah. Or the kids, yeah, in
your
college.
Spouse. Yeah. What you should do with each card is to make every card that you've got, make the minimum payment plus as much as you can scrape up to pay against that Christmas debt. So if you've got a card that has a balance of, let's say it's got a balance of $1,500 on it, but $600 of that balance is because of Christmas presents, then you want to focus on getting that $600 paid off and not adding any new debt to it.
So the focus on getting rid of the Christmas debt is just a way to prepare yourself to save for Christmas next year.
Exactly.
And wipe out some of your debt.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes, you're going to be paying off your debt as you go along, but you're focused on paying off your Christmas debt. You know, some of that debt that you've got on there, maybe it's been on there for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. I don't know how long
2 years.
Haven't. Yeah. Yeah. You don't even know what you bought now. But you do know what you bought for Christmas. And that's why it's so important to stay focused on Christmas, because it gives you something to work against. It gives you a point of attack.
Well, and Christmas is another huge expense that comes up every year. So the sooner you get last Christmas paid off, the sooner you can start saving for this Christmas and avoid the debt trap.
Yeah. And for cards that you've got that you didn't use for Christmas, that's a good thing that you didn't use them for Christmas, but you still have to only make the minimum payment on those cards. You have to make the minimum payment. You can't ignore the cards. A lot of people think that they can do that.
Ignore their credit card bills?
You'd be surprised. I mean, we've worked with some people like that.
Yeah, but
they wouldn't even go to into the mailbox.
Yeah, you're right. But that just puts you further in the hole, because you're getting charged late charges plus penalties for not paying. So
plus,
you're just driving into this debt cycle.
You know, that 18% interest you were paying on that card all of a sudden gets jacked up to 30 or 36%.
Because you haven't paid.
Because you haven't paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is a tough thing. I admit it. You stop eating out. Maybe you turn off the cable until you get your Christmas bills paid. You know, whatever it takes, scrape up money. If you're going to get tax returns back, hurry up and file and get your tax return back. Get rid of that Christmas debt.
So do you think you're making more out of Christmas debt than it really deserves? Like, do you think you're blowing it out of proportion?
No, I'm using it as a lever.
Okay.
All debt is bad. All credit card debt is bad. I mean, you know, having a mortgage debt, that's not necessarily bad unless you can't afford to have that.
It's okay. Not necessarily good, because you're still wasting money on paying interest.
Right.
But most people have to buy a house that way.
But we're focusing on the Christmas debt you put on the credit cards because you didn't plan for what you were going to spend over Christmas.
Well, it's not like Christmas doesn't come every year, right?
December 25th. It's just like clockwork. And it's not like you didn't just realize on the 23rd of December that you were going to buy presents for a bunch of special people at Christmas. You've known that you were going to buy presents at Christmas since you were probably 12 years old.
Oh, probably younger than that.
You know, that's when you really start thinking about it, I think.
Oh, that's when you start thinking about the buying, not the getting.
Yeah, before that, you're only worried about getting.
Yeah.
Once you get to be 12 or 13, then you're thinking about, oh, I got to buy a present for Mom and got to get something for Dad. And
so why do you think that most people don't plan ahead for Christmas? Why do you think they don't save money to pay for Christmas?
It totally amazes me that people won't think about things like that. There's a great verse in Luke chapter 14, and I know you've heard this before, but let me give it to you again. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there's enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish."
So that's like somebody going out and spending a whole bunch of money on their credit cards for Christmas and not having the resources to pay it off when the bill comes due.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what happens right now. This is the month it should get paid off. Nobody's laughing at you because you used your credit cards to finish your work, air quotes there, because you didn't have the resources like cash to purchase all the presents that you wanted to buy. They don't know that you didn't pay for everything up front. They don't know that you might be paying for your Christmas debt until October. And we don't need to tell them.
But we need you to think about why that happens and how to stop it for next year.
And just think about if you did tell them what, how much they would laugh.
I don't know. I think everybody's in that situation. I think most people get into debt for Christmas, don't you?
Well, I'm sure that there's an awful lot of people that do that. One of the things that we need to do is to figure out how we can make 2017 the very last year that ever happens to you. The first thing you got to do is add up all the Christmas debt so you know how much you spent and burn that number into your brain. And we got to get it paid off as quickly as you can. And you got to use every means available. And then you have to start planning ahead so that Christmas this year is going to get paid for right away.
And even if people know that they've spent money with, let's say, the checking account or the debit card, they should also add that into their calculation because that is Christmas spending. And
it's
still
Christmas spending. That's right.
It should be included with that Christmas budget.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, go through your list, check it twice, and make sure you've got everything written down and accounted for. Then you take that number that you burned into your brain and divide it by 12.
Or by the number of months left.
Or by the number of months left, yeah. So if it takes you 3 months using everything possible to pay off that Christmas debt, and it takes you 3 months to make that happen, then you've only got 9 months left.
9 months to stay for Christmas 2018.
Right, right. And really it's only 8 months and 2 weeks probably.
Yeah, because you want to be done before Christmas Eve, right? Or before the end of the year, before New Year's Eve, right?
There you go.
Just a reminder, you're listening to Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministries. Our goal is to show you the best way to handle money so you can become totally debt-free. There's no tricks to what we do. It's all written right there in our workbook called the Bible. 2,500 verses, as a matter of fact, all dealing with handling money. We've written a small group Bible study called Navigating Your Finances God's Way. You can learn more. Take a look at the topics that are discussed over those 9 weeks by going to compasscatholic.org. Click on Books and Studies. Today, John and Evelyn answer the question, so what do I do? The Christmas bills have arrived. Well, John, a few minutes ago, you were talking about paying off their Christmas debt. And by Christmas debt, you were referring to all debt related to Christmas, not just the gifts.
Yeah, it's presents that you had to buy. Maybe you had to ship the presents, so it's shipping costs. If you are traveling to visit family that's away, you know, in a different city or whatnot, you have to buy airplane tickets or train tickets or whatever, then you got to include that. What about Christmas meals? You know, do you have a big Christmas Eve dinner? Do you have a big Christmas Day dinner? And how many people you got to go buy, and you know, you're spending maybe twice as much on groceries for that 2 or 3 days as you would normally. You know, all that stuff has to get combined into your total Christmas spending.
So it's anything under the umbrella of Christmas.
Anything.
I have a neighborhood party for Christmas. That goes in the budget.
Count it.
And then you take, when you get your Christmas spending from 2017 paid off, you figure out what your budget was in 2017, assume your 2018 budget is going to be about the same, and divide that by the number of months left until Christmas, and that'll give you how much you have to save a month, right?
That's a great idea, but it was obvious if they still have all this debt, they didn't have a budget in 2017. So you just have to add up everything they spent and then divide it by the number of remaining months. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, some of the people that we have worked with, we when it comes to Christmas and budgeting, sometimes you have to take a step backwards where you may not be spending as much in the next year. So you can get caught up, get the 17 budget paid off, spend a little less in 18, and then start working on using the 18 budget.
And I totally,
easier said than done.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But that seems like people, I don't know if it's because of the pressure from society or the fact that the kids need everything they see anymore because there's so much advertisement focused on kids.
We're entitled.
But it just seems like that's harder and harder for people to do. But I agree with you, Steve. That sacrifice is well worth it if you can get ahead 1 year and budget in the future for Christmas.
Well, you know, now is a good time to take a look at everybody you bought presents for and say, is there some people that I don't really need to have to buy presents for next year? Or what about if you've got a big family and you're buying for everybody and aunts and uncles and cousins and all this stuff, now is a good time to suggest, how about if this year let's draw names out of a hat? And maybe we'll draw one name or maybe we'll draw two names, but let's don't buy 16 different presents for, you know, and everybody buys 16 different presents. And, you know, that is just such a waste of money. They know you love them. You don't have to give them a present to know, to prove your love.
And even if you're well off financially and you can afford it, what about the other people? Can they afford it? The others in the family?
Well,
and, you know, and that's a big thing to be conscious of.
That's a huge thing. But if you're on the other end of the stick there, where you can't really afford it, and so now you've got all this debt and you're worried about it, I know it's hard because I've been there. But you got to put your pride and your ego aside, and you have to admit, we can't continue to do this. We just don't have the money to put on this Christmas extravaganza. We can't buy all these presents. And if you admit that up front, yeah, it's painful to your heart maybe, or to your psyche or whatever. But you know what? You're probably not the only one that's in that boat. And the other people that you're talking with are maybe hiding it. And so it's a good thing to do. And I think it's a good thing to do with the kids too. Start teaching them to be financially responsible and do things with moderation, not with just total exuberance.
Follow the ways of God, not the ways of our society, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's important to save for Christmas, right?
You need to save every single month. As soon as you get your old Christmas debts paid off, then you start saving for the new Christmas.
And I think you have a verse for us on saving, don't you?
Well, it's, you know, it's really pretty interesting. If you go into Proverbs chapter 6, and they're talking about ants.
Ants?
And like, you think, what do ants have to do with money? Okay? But this is a great verse. Go to the ant, O sluggard. Study her ways and learn wisdom. For though she has no chief, no commander or ruler, she procures her food in the summer, stores up her provisions in the harvest. For when? The winter. When does Christmas happen?
The winter. So that's a good verse about planning now to save for the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's scriptural. It's in the Bible. And somebody as minute as an ant knows enough to be able to do that.
So the question is,
do you know enough?
Do you know enough to save? That's the question, right?
Yeah, that is the question. I know that you're smarter than an ant, but do you have the discipline? That's the big thing. You know, isn't that what faith is all about? Discipline, obedience. Be obedient to the scriptures.
And don't follow the ways of the world.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's say I have listened to everything we've said and I've paid off Christmas past. How do I go forward with paying off my debt? I've paid off my Christmas debt from last year and I'm saving for this year. What do I do with the rest of the debt that's left after my Christmas debt is gone?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Evelyn, because you've already established that you have some surplus money that you can put towards your credit cards. And I would just continue with paying the same amount of money that you've been paying over, you know, however long it takes you to get them paid off, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is, you take that same amount, continue paying it against the rest of your credit card. Pick one with the lowest balance and focus on that one and get that card totally paid off. And then you work on the one with the next smallest balance and keep applying all this money that you've been using. It's like a snowball. You know, you start with a little tiny little ball of snow, and then you just keep packing more snow on it, more snow on it. And that's what you do with your credit cards. As you pay one credit card off, you take the snow from that credit card and pack it onto the next one and make that ball as big as possible and get those credit cards paid off.
Now, a lot of people say that you shouldn't pay off the smallest one because it's hurting you the least financially. You should pay off the one with the largest balance or the highest interest rate. But we always recommend paying off the smallest one first.
We're all people, and we need gratification. We need to show success. We need to feel like we're accomplishing things. And that will typically make us more excited to keep going. And so if you pick the smallest balance first and you get that card paid off, and then you move to the next smallest balance and you get that card paid off, and you know, you might have gotten that first card paid off in 2 or 3 months, and then you move to the next one and maybe it's another 2 or 3 or 4 months and you've got it paid off. So now you've gotten two credit cards totally paid off. And now you take what you were paying on one and two, and you add it on to credit card three, and boom, you're going to get that one paid off in a couple of months. And, you know, you just keep building, and, you know, you get to that credit card that has the largest balance on it, you've got a big snowball to throw at it. And it will only take you a few months to get that paid off. And so that success on credit card one in 2 or 3 months, and credit card two in 3 or 4 more months, and then credit card three and four, that's going to keep you excited about getting them paid off.
So that's a way to keep yourself motivated over a long term, if it's going to take you a long time.
Because if you tack that biggest balance, or the one that's got the biggest interest rate on it, and it's a big number, maybe it's $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000,
takes forever.
You're not going to get that paid off in the first 9 months, probably, you know, unless you've got just a ton of money to throw at it. And if you got that much money, why did you have the credit card with that big of a balance? Okay. Those two things just don't go together. So if it's going to take you 2 years or 3 years to get that card paid off, how motivated are you going to be? It's going to get old really fast. No success, you know, nothing great happening.
So it's all about keeping up your spirits and keeping
Absolutely.
Yourself motivated.
Yeah.
So I have children living at home. How do I get them involved to keep the Christmas budget in control? And let's say we have young children that kind of understand money.
I would say that they can put only X number of things on the list. You know, if you give a kid a catalog, they're going to sit there and circle everything that catches their eye. But if they can only pick 3 things or 2 things or 1 thing, that certainly scopes down what they want the most.
You put a budget on them that says, I'm going to get your Christmas gifts, but I'm only going to spend X amount of money on each child.
I would say you're only allowed to have 2 or 3 things on your list at one time.
So a new car, a new iPhone.
And a new house away from mom and dad who are holding me to a budget.
Now you're talking.
But you know, that's a good point, Steve, because the same thing happens when Evelyn takes our grandsons shopping for Christmas clothes. Now,
school clothes.
Pardon me?
I take them shopping for school clothes.
School clothes. Yeah, I said Christmas clothes. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're shopping for Christmas, for school clothes. You say, well, we've only got this much money to spend today. And we know you need shirts and you need...
underwear. They always need underwear and shoes.
Well, you don't count that. But, you know, shirts and shorts, or maybe a pair of tennis or something like that. And you let them pick it out. Well, it might take them all day to spend $100.
Oh my gosh, the last time I went shopping with the oldest one, we went to 6 shoe stores.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to make sure he got the right ones with the least price.
At that point, here's a check. Have fun.
Mimi was ready to send him in the store with a credit card and just But it's a good way to really put the onus on them to keep it under control. Now, you can only do that with them when they're a certain age.
These are all kind of tricks to get through this year so that by the time you get to Christmas next year, you have money to spend and you don't have to go into debt for any of your Christmas celebration, your presents, the meals, or anything. And remember this, I guarantee you, Christmas is going to come on December the 25th. And I think you can do it. You know, everything that we've talked about today is focused on your attitude. You might think you deserve a lot of money on Christmas, or you may think that you need to buy everyone you know a really nice present. But we all need to live with a measure of constraint, a measure of self-control. We need to realize that we can only do what we can do, and we can only control what we can control.
You can do it if you set your mind to it.
Always remember, it's not about the money.
It's about the change.
The change of your heart.
So as you sort through all the debt that you've accumulated with Christmas, start thinking about Christmas 2018. Now is the time to start putting together a budget and start saving each and every month for Christmas 2018, especially if you found yourself thinking that you really overdid it last year. Now, you're going to have to make some tough decisions on how much you're willing to spend, and you're going to have to trim that list. Let's face it, you can't buy for everyone. You're going to breathe a lot easier this time next year when that credit card bill comes in the mail. You're going to take a look at it and think, I have already most of it paid off, and I can pay off the rest right now. Now, if you missed any of today's show, we have it available on demand, plus the show summary notes from today's program. And simply go to compasscatholic.org. Thanks again for listening. We post a brand new podcast each and every Wednesday morning. This is Manage Your Money God's Way, and we're from Compass Catholic Ministries.